This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Alyssa Block. Along the Gulf Coast, communities spent another day trying to limit the damage from the oil that's washing ashore. And in Washington, lawmakers turned their attention to liability issues surrounding this bill, specifically whether Congress needs to act to make sure that BP ends up footing all the bills. The company has promised to pay all legitimate claims. Today, lawmakers heard from representatives from the Justice Department, the Interior Department, and the Coast Guard. NPR's Yuki Noguchi reports.
BP has already spent hundreds of millions of dollars addressing this bill, but senators want an ironclad guarantee that the company will pay every penny it costs to both clean up the spill and cover the economic damages that result from it. The problem is, there is at least one law on the books that says, in some narrow circumstances, BP could argue that its reimbursement to the federal government is capped at $75 million. Some senators support lifting that cap to $10 billion or eliminating it altogether. Vermont Independent Bernie Sanders is a member of the Senate Energy and Natural Resources Committee. He told Justice Department Associate Attorney General Thomas Pirelli he doesn't want to take BP at its word that it will pay.
I'm glad you believe them, but you may be one of the few people in America who trust them.
Senator, I don't think it's a question of belief here. As we've talked about before, there are many circumstances in which the cap will not apply. We also recognize that there are many other statutes that may be available to pursue either penalties or damages from BP, as well as state law. So we think that we will be able to recover, regardless of BP's commitment, every single dime that has been expended by the taxpayers.
Pirelli assured the senators the law in question, the Oil Pollution Act of 1990, only caps liabilities if there are no violations of safety or other codes. A cap would also not apply to the cost of cleanup, which in this case may run up to tens of billions of dollars. Plus, Pirelli says, the act does not limit what states can try to collect from the company. Alaska Republican Lisa Murkowski expressed concern that Exxon fought paying thousands of claims in court for two decades after the Exxon Valdez tanker disaster. She asked Pirelli whether the Justice Department has uncovered evidence of wrongdoing by BP related to its case.
Senator, I don't want to comment on any pending or contemplated investigation. There are many facts yet to be developed.
But to BP, the issue of whether to lift the cap may seem like a moot point. Soon after the rig exploded, BP publicly and repeatedly proclaimed it would pay for cleanup and all legitimate claims. To date, the company says it has spent nearly $800 million on cleanup efforts, including $30 million in claims, mostly for lost income. The committee devoted most of its time to considering how it could get unlimited access to BP's deep pockets to pay for future costs. But some senators whose states rely heavily on oil companies warn that Congress could take that too far. Alaska Republican Murkowski says having no limits on liability could pose some problems.
I think we have to consider what the potential consequences might be. Will there be jobs lost?
Louisiana Democrat Mary Landrieu, whose state has been hit hardest so far, said she also worries lifting the cap would shut down some smaller independent operators. But both Pirelli and Interior Department Deputy Secretary David Hayes told the Senate committee they would support Congress eliminating the cap on liabilities, a move they say would remove any doubt about what an oil company would have to pay for this type of disaster in the future. And, added Pirelli, if Congress should try to lift the liability cap and apply it retroactively to BP's case, he says he believes that would probably pass constitutional muster. The House Judiciary Committee has a separate hearing on the issue of liability scheduled for Thursday. Yuki Noguchi, NPR News, Washington.